Integrated or collaborative care is the future, many people agree. And physicians and physicians-to-be, at all levels of training and professional life, need to be educated in emerging models of collaboration with primary care and other specialties. That's the conclusion of a comprehensive report written by APA's Council on Medical Education and Lifelong Learning. The report, Training Psychiatrists for Integrated Behavioral Healthcare, offers specific recommendations for undergraduate, graduate, and continuing medical education, as well as perspectives on future directions for interprofessional and interspecialty training. The report had its genesis 2 years ago in discussions among council members when Richard Summers became chair of the council.
We identified the emerging integrated care model as something that was really important in terms of what's happening with overall system change, and therefore really important in the world of education, because practitioners need to develop a new set of skills, new ways of collaborating, new knowledge, and new sort of cultural values in terms of the role of the psychiatrist to be able to practice in this new model.
The report emphasizes the evolving nature of integrated care models and that they will likely take different forms in different parts of the country and different systems of care and practice settings, whether public, private, small group, or large organized systems of care. And the report also stresses that models for reimbursement of collaborative care, which will be especially fateful for the success or failure of integrated care models and for psychiatric participation, have not been realized on a system-wide scale. So the report aims, in a general way, to generate enthusiasm and to spark innovation.
Our goal in doing this was to help drive interest and innovation in education about integrated care.
The 36-page report provides data on the extent of current training and examples of best practices in all sectors of education. But Summers said that in the area of resident training, interest is especially high.
With GME, there are a lot of programs that are doing things, and there's a lot of development of curricular materials. A couple of centers in particular that have really done, you know, path-breaking and innovative work. And here, we really have more specific recommendations that all GME programs should develop a comprehensive 4-year sequence of educational experiences to prepare people for integrated care settings. And that should include didactics as well as clinical rotations to really fill in both the care models, the identity, the actual specific skills, as well as some of the medical knowledge about the interface between, you know, primary care and psychiatry. And that organizations really need to do a kind of an audit of their own resources and opportunities and try to figure out which of the integrated care models is going to fit into their system best. Care models really drive settings, which then people get educated in. You can't really use education to drive a clinical setting. So you have to figure out how to set up a good clinical experience in your setting and then attach education to it.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran at the American Psychiatric Association.